Zimbabwean police used batons to break up peaceful demonstrations today by doctors and nurses protesting against the country's economic and health crisis. Hyperinflation and a lack of medical supplies has worsened, while a cholera epidemic has claimed the lives of over 550 people. Spokesman for the London-based Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, told us about the protests.
There's a general protest in Zimbabwe at the collapse of government and the high inflation rate, and the population can't access food. Local currency is almost worthless. Doctors and nurses have been protesting against the conditions in the hospitals where there's been no financial input, so there are no drugs available. People who go there for treatment have to bring their own drugs and bandages. And there's a feeling that unless the doctors and nurses take to the streets in protest, the government will continue to ignore the situation as it spirals out of control with a mounting cholera epidemic. The riot police have been reacting with brutality against any sign of opposition in Zimbabwe. And the demonstrators are becoming increasingly emboldened because of the progressive failure of the government.